Now, what the Bible says, it says, study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that need not to be ashamed. He said, rightly dividing the word of truth. It means you don't just read the Bible. Some people think this is prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. And begin to eat. That poison will enter your body. Nothing will stop it. Shall we pray? Amen. I love the argument that a brother gave a Pentecostal preacher that came arguing with him. He says, I think the person came from Deeper Life. It's a pastor in Deeper Life. He met him on the way. And he was trying to tell him about water baptism. How that they in Deeper Life do it wrongly. And if, of course, the Deeper Life had rebuked him. That your devil speaking, Satan is speaking through you. He said, hold on, see what Satan knows. And then he told him, he said, Bible says, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, you are saying Jesus only. He said, wait. He gave him a simple thing there. When he told me, I was very, very excited. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, I don't know whether it is a Deeper Life or a redeemed person. One of them, one of this group of people. He said, well, whatever it is, this was a discussion that happened. I don't want to mix two stories together. He said that Jesus Christ, in Matthew chapter 6, taught the disciples how to pray. He said, when you pray, say prayer like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Is that not how Jesus said we should pray? The man said, yes. He said, so, when it is time for prayer, do you just take that scripture and say, our Father, who are you? He said, no. Then, the man was saying, no, you are not to repeat it. He's only giving you how you should pray. He said, Matthew 28, verse 19, it's not to be repeated. He's only telling you how you should baptize. So, you must know the meaning. Rightly dividing the word of truth. If he said baptize in the name of the Father, it means the Father has a name. It's not for you to go and say I baptize in the name of the Father. If he said and of the Son, even if you that does not quicken you when you read to see those who he spoke baptizing in the name of the Lord Jesus, then you should stop. Why is Peter baptizing in the name of Jesus when Jesus said baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost? Then, rightly dividing the word of truth, you will soon understand that the name of the Father is Jesus. The name of the Son is Jesus. The Holy Ghost is coming in the name of the Son. So the name of the Son and of the Father and of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. But now the question is, why are they not able to know this simple thing? Because it is not given to them. You see why I feel very privileged. Not because I went to any school better than them. One of the GOs is a renowned mathematician. And mathematicians are good for analyzing. But it's unfortunate that this very aspect has been encoded. And only decoded to those who it is ordained for. Oh, there are people almost everywhere whose hearts are overflowed. No matter how far up they go, which class are more than clean, but it is fine and open mind. Oh, how do you take me? I'm so glad.
son says,
come my brother, take this blessing that we
they told you that the evidence that you received the Holy Ghost was speaking tongue. Now lie low. They taught you how to speak in tongue. Stop it now. You don't even know what you are saying. You don't know whether you are causing God or not yourself in the cause. That's why your condition never changed. You don't know what you are saying. Since it is an unknown tongue, you should be careful. Make sure it is original because you don't know what you are saying. And devil can make you to be cursing your God. You don't know. Heremasoto. Maybe it means God, you are not God. God, you are not God. You don't know. Okay. Make sure it is original. How will you know original? Go back to the Bible. They speak as their pastor taught them. Hallelujah. It is a supernatural action. They speak as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance. So don't let anybody teach you anything. Teach you. Any gift you pray that somebody said, come. You want to prophesy? Come. And he does anything on you, and you begin to see vision. That is not from God. I hope you know that. I hope you know that. There are things in the occult that can be done. You will see vision. You can see vision. Praise the Lord. There are things that are done in the occult that if you touch somebody, he will fall down. Okay? So be careful. The one that comes from God, it will be between you and God. The only thing I can do is to encourage you in what you have received. Some people come to me, they say, I have raised ministers here. Who am I to raise any minister? With what? So they come to me, Pastor, I want to subject myself. I want you to lay hand on me. I will just see I door worshiper. No man has the ability to give you. I had a gift. Gift is infectious. It's infectious. If it is God that is operating the gift in bride assembly, it will not be only some particular people only. Through that gift, other people will pick it up. They will also be infected. That gift will begin to replicate itself. Any church that is only one man that is operating any gift, go and ask him, where did you get that power from? It's infectious. Praise the Lord. It's infectious. It's infectious. If it's a genuine gift from God, people around you will catch it. Amen. Abraham from Benue, I have answered you. Any other person get a question? You dare me to give you scriptures. Now I dare you to give me the one for Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Any other question? If there is no question, we will fly on. Question? Where the question? Kingsley from Spain. Does it seem right to God for a pastor to condemn other pastors and churches? It is wrong for a man to condemn another man. It is wrong for a man to condemn any man. It is wrong. But if you are referring to what I am saying, praise the Lord. If it is the word of God I am quoting to you, that what you are doing is wrong by the standard of God's word, it is no longer I condemning you, it is the word of God condemning you. So it is the word of God condemning you. Praise the Lord. Because anything you did wrong, I will show you the right one from the Bible. I don't tell you what I feel, but I tell you what the Bible says. And remember, praise the Lord, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 15, or 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 15. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the word of God. If the people don't, they have taught you that you should stop condemning so that they will continue in their error. A lie. First or second? Oh yeah, let's read. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 15. Amen. Verse 14 and 15. Okay, praise the Lord. Now let's start reading from verse 12. So that you get the complete picture. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Verse 13. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned, understood. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. That is my scripture for you. When I stand here and I judge you, me too, I am facing judgment. Judge me, make I see. Tell me what I am saying is wrong. Tell me that I don't understand Bible. Then, he said, now if I condemn fornication, I am condemning it by the word. Now, you may tell, I should not be judged of fornication. If I condemn anything, I should not be guilty of it. That is what that scripture is saying. If I preach love, then I must also show love. If I preach against gossip, then I must not gossip. If I preach against error, then I must stand on truth. So, what are you judging me by? Oh yeah, continue to judge me. I will continue to judge you. Because the spiritual man judgeth all things. God bless you. Yes, sister. Another one, sir. From Guinea. After all my faithfulness and sacrifice unto God, I had a dream where I was given 666 mark. I had a dream where I was given 666 mark of the beast. Please help me. I don't want to go to hell because I am confused. This is the meaning of the dream to you, my brother from Guinea. Open Revelation chapter 13. Now, in Revelation chapter 13, I will read it from verse 15 concerning the Antichrist. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads. A mark. Take note. A mark. The image of that beast caused everyone to take a mark in their right hand and in their foreheads. Note where those marks were given. Where the mark was given. On their right hand and their foreheads. Verse 17. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. I read it again. Verse 17. That is where the key is to understand your revelation. That no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of The beast. So there is the mark of the beast, or the name of the beast. There is the name of the beast. There is the mark of the beast, or the number of his name. 666 is not the mark of the beast. 666 is the number of the name of the beast. Do you catch something? Then verse 18 says, here is wisdom. Let him that have understanding count the number of the beast. It is the number of a man. And his number, the number of that man, is 666. You had a dream. It is because of the teaching you have received that they are going to put one mark right on top of you. 666 on your forehead and on your hand. 666. Everybody is going 666. There will be nothing like that. Praise the Lord. But there will be a mark that will be on somebody. It is physical and spiritual. Already, people are already marked for the beast. People already have the mark of the beast. Already, praise the Lord. The beast is the power that is in charge of something going on now in Christianity and the whole world. If it is on your forehead, it means there is something that has to do with your understanding. If it is on your right hand, it means there will be actions you will be doing as a result of an understanding you have. So, my brother from Guinea, you have a denominational spirit on you. That is what God is telling you, that you are already marked. And he's telling you, so that before it is too late, you can unmark yourself. Come out of them. Come out, you are still there. So God is telling you, you already have the mark. The number of his name. Praise the Lord. There is nothing like three persons in one God. Nothing like that. They start, they come. Matthew 15. Let me read one scripture there. Sorry, yes. It's Mark chapter 12, verse 28. And one of the scribes, juggernaut, one reverend doctor, some of the reverend doctors, came, and having heard them reasoning together, and perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all? See, that question is very, very important. He said, which is the first commandment of all? That is, what he's saying there is that if you are going to come to God, what is the first thing you must know? Am I correct? What is the first thing you must know when you come to God? What did he say? Verse 29. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is what? Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is Trinity. So think on that, church. So the first thing you must know about God. That is why in the restoration ministry, the first most important doctrine that William Branham, God gave him to do in the church, is to restore us back to the knowledge of the Godhead. He preached it passionately. And that is why they started to hate him like that. That there is the own picture of the Godhead is unscriptural. It is not three persons. in one God. It is one God in three offices. He is one, he's not three. One God that can manifest in several places at the same time. For the purpose of our salvation, he came in three offices for our redemption. He came in his Son. He came in us, that through the Son he redeemed. And he is the Father above us all for creation. One same one God manifesting in three offices. Not three personalities. Co-equal, co-this, co-that, big grammar. Nothing like that. Here only Israel. The first thing you must know is one Lord. The next one is love. Praise God. So it's very, very important. Stop saying I'm condemning. God bless you.